CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 25th of October 2020. Here are the main news headlines. Back to GMT today. New Zealand loses 5 MHz. New RSGB convention talks on YouTube. Don't forget, in the UK, the clocks go back 1 hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday the 31st of October. We then go back to Greenwich Mean Time, or UTC, until they change again in March next year. The New Zealand National Amateur Society, NZART, reports that, unfortunately, the New Zealand Defence Force has advised they're not willing to approve another renewal of their 5 MHz trial allocation and licence. As a result, all use by New Zealand amateurs of the two trial frequencies, 5353 and 5362 kHz, cease from midnight on Saturday, the 24th of October, 2020. Although the trial is over, NZART will continue to work with the regulator to see if there are other ways of providing New Zealand amateurs with access to the 5 MHz frequencies. The individual presentations from the Introduction to Stream at the successful RSGB 2020 convention online are now available on the Society's YouTube channel. You can catch up on ones you missed or take the opportunity to watch again the ones that you enjoyed most. The keynote presentation and the individual talks in the Learn More About stream will be released next week. You can find them on YouTube also. The German town of Bad Bentheim is taking nominations for the Golden Antenna Award. For 50 years, the town has hosted German-Dutch amateur radio days, during which the town stresses the importance of amateur radio as a public service. A committee headed by the mayor of Bad Bentheim will choose the winner. The recipient will be invited to receive the award on the 28th of August 2021. They would favour candidates who did something special related to the COVID-19 pandemic, but other candidates are welcome. Send nominations to JUERRINS at Stadbadentheim. I think I'd better spell all this. JUERRINS at stadbadbentheim.de. The new IARU Monitoring Service Region 1 Coordinator Gaspar EA6AMM has appointed Peter HB9CET as Vice Coordinator. Both have been working together in IARUMS for more than a year. More on the work from the monitoring service can be found at www.iaru-rfigure1.org. The RSGB will once again be participating in the annual Yota Month activities in December. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we won't be encouraging large group events. We hope that smaller groups will be able to participate whilst remaining within national and local guidelines. GB20 YOTA will be available for full licence holders to book an appointment slot with a set calendar. This calendar will be available on the GB20YOTAQRZ.com page for you to choose when you want to operate. All operations should be focused with the intention to get young people on the air. To register your interest or reserve an operating slot, contact Jamie, M0STV, email yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. Now for special event news, as a tribute to Eddie Van Halen passing on the 6th of October, PA5150EVH will be on the air from the 28th of October until at least the 31st of January. It will be operated by Van Halen Fan Frank, PF1SCT. URE San Fernando EA7URF is participating in the official celebrations for the 500th anniversary of the first circumnavigation of the Earth. AM500ETS will be active from the 31st of October to the 8th of November. During fighting around Ypres in the First World War, much of Sanctuary Wood, Hill 62, Armagh Wood and Mount Sorrel was taken at the expense of many casualties. The Great Reconstruction and the Westhoek is commemorated during November with a call sign OP20FENIKS. The station is located in the immediate vicinity of the memorial of Hill 62 and will be on HF and VHF using SSB, CW and some data modes. Full details on QRZ.com. Larigi 4HLN will be active as GB4CKS between the 1st and the 14th of November. He'll operate CW and some SSB on 40 to 10 metres, marking the 85th anniversary of the death of Australian record-setting aviator Sir Charles Kingford Smith, who disappeared on the 8th of November 1935 off the coast of Myanmar, which was of course Burma in those days, whilst trying to break the England-Australia speed record, QSL via G4HLN, director via the Bureau. Cesar V3LYC will be active as TX0T from one of the new IOTAs in French Polynesia, Tata Koto Atoli, OC298, between the 29th of October and the 5th of November. He'll be primarily on 40, 30, 20 and 17 metres, CW and SSB, QSL, Club Logs, OQRS, or via VE3LYC. Contest news, please remember to check with the contest, before the contest, for new rules. Due to lockdown or social distancing, it may differ from where you are in any particular part of the world. RSGB says stick to your own national or local government's advice first and foremost. CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 today, the 25th. It's SSB only, 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange signal report and zone, which is 14 for the UK. On Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest takes place between 18:30 and 21:30 UTC, using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club 80 metre contest runs from 20:00 to 21:30 UTC, CW only. The exchange is your 6-digit locator. On Thursday, the 80 metre autumn series runs from 20:00 to 21:30 UTC, SSB only. The exchange is signal report and serial number. The UK EI Contest Club DX contest takes place for 24 hours, beginning 1200 UTC on Saturday the 31st of October. This is SSB only and also has a 12-hour option. UK and EI area codes are multipliers for DX stations, and all QSOs made by UK or EI stations between the hours of 0100 and 0500 UTC are worth double points. The rules and information follow the links at www.ukeicc.com. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, G4BAO. The last week was dominated by sunspot region 2776, which pushed the solar flux index to 75. Geomagnetically, it was a mixed bag, though, with the KP index peaking at 4 on Wednesday, but otherwise being relatively quiet and showing 0 on Tuesday. The sunspots, plus the October seasonal enhancement, meant that the HF bands were quite active. There were reports of Australia being worked from the UK on 10 metres FT8. ALEC VK6APK was worked at 0920 UTC by Tony, G4HZW Mario FR4QT on Réunion Island. After G4HZW. Right. Mario FR4QT on Réunion Island was also worked on 28.380 MHz SSB by Gary, G0FWX, according to the 10 metre UK Net Facebook group. If you like 10 metre operations, the group is definitely worth signing up to. These 10 metre contacts bode well for the future, and we look forward to other reports of VKZL as the solar cycle progresses. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range 72 to 74. Sunspot region 2776 will have almost rotated off the visible disk by the time this report is published, and there are no other spots at the moment. However, it does look as though we are in for a disturbed weekend with poor geomagnetic conditions. This is due to a large polar coronal hole on the solar surface that has returned after a 27-day rotation, and which could cause the KP index to rise to 5. solar wind will likely increase in speed and density, resulting in an adverse effect on the ionosphere after a potential pre-auroral enhancement. Expect maximum usable frequencies to decline and conditions to be poor this weekend. Do look out for potential 10-meter auroral contacts. Now for VHF and up, we're about to enter a phase of very disturbed weather, with a series of deep lows dominating the charts, especially in the nearby Atlantic. Their influence will bring strong winds and periods of heavy rain or showers. At long range, it's pointless to try to time such events precisely, but nonetheless, the general characteristics suggest that Tropo will again be a rare feature in the coming week, other than transient weak ridges between successive fronts or lows. On the upside, however, rain scatter could do rather well for the gigahertz band. The moon's declination is rising and goes positive on Thursday, so moon visibility windows will lengthen. The moon reaches apogee on Friday, where path losses are at maximum. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. With the KP index set to rise to 5 thanks to the returning coronal hole, it might be worth keeping an eye out for low VHF auroral propagation again. There are no significant meteor showers this week, but get ready for the Leonids peaking on the 16th and 17th of November. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.